Hello, and welcome to another episode of Philosophical Bones. I got Keith here with me today.
What up, what up?
Nick, your MC.
Question 11, right?
Yeah, we're on question 11 today. Hard every time, and I'm like, wow, we're at that point.
And the show is doing good.
Yeah.
I'm like really proud of you, dude. It's doing
Thank
good.
You.
It's doing
I really good. Enjoy doing the show a lot. And hopefully you listened to our last episode about recognizing your faults. And
I was on that one in particular, and I really enjoyed that show.
I really felt that was probably one of the best things I ever recorded.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I don't know how it took that turn. It just did.
So if you listen to that one, check it out. Yeah. But today, question number 11 is, what do you think the long-term effects of so many people being glued to their screens will be?
My big thing in my mind is, okay, so the way I look at it is, like, think about it like when you go out to dinner.
Yeah.
And like everybody's looking at their phones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when I remember being a teenager before smartphones were a thing, when you went out to dinner, you went to do something social, you were actually talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, let's look at
your
phone.
Even if you're out on a date, like maybe you'll be on a date with someone and somebody will be like looking at their screen.
Right, right. And like this morning is like I took my buddy Chad to breakfast, and this is actually not. Let me explain. Mm-hmm. I took my buddy Chad to breakfast, and I was like talking to him, and he was on his phone most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is he's looking for a job right now.
Yeah.
So I get that. Like he's like utilizing that to look for work. But like I took him to breakfast to like hang out with my buddy, and I realize why he was doing that.
Yeah.
But I was like halfway through my breakfast before he even like picked up his fork. Well,
I got a good question though. With that is it used to be considered rude to look at your phone when you're talking with someone else, and nowadays it seems like maybe that's starting to be more accepted, which is kind of a terrible thing.
Yeah, well, in particular with me, I kind of when my buddies come over and to hang out, and we're here to be together, being on your phone kind of bugs me.
It does.
It kind of bugs me, and it's like, why did you come over? Like, you know, like why did you come over to hang out with me if you're just gonna be like surfing Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or anything like that? It's like, like, why did you take the time to come over, be in the same area that I'm at to look at social media?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the long run, I feel like it's detrimental.
Yeah.
Because you're not, I'm trying to phrase this perfectly. Like, when the whole world is going to be incorporated into like social media, you're not really doing your own thing anymore. It's all about memes and trending vines and shit like that.
Well, people are just so much more wrapped up in their online lives nowadays, it seems, than their real lives.
Yeah. Like,
especially with like a younger generation who grew up with, smartphones and the internet. You know, we didn't grow up with that.
No.
Like, so we kind of have a different etiquette when it comes to that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to bash like people who are younger than us. We're in our mid-30s, but we're not trying to bash people who are in their like their 20s. But they just kind of grew up with that.
Right. Well, that's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Like, I hate to use this phrase, but I saw a meme on this exact, on the subject. I saw a meme that was a picture of a lamppost and the sun going down and the light coming on. And the meme was, thus meant, get your ass home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like that. And what I'm getting at is, like, kids today, they don't go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go out and
sit home, play video games, watch Netflix.
Like when I was 9, 10.
Not to say that there aren't, I'm sure, plenty of parents out there who tell their kids, like, go do that. But
give them limited screen time, I think is what they call it.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, too, you actually have something on your phone now which tells you the amount of screen time you're using. Like, at least on my iPhone, it shows me the amount of screen time. And I'm using this for social media, or I'm using this for games, I'm using this for that. And it breaks that down every week.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, your usage was 22% down, or your usage was up 5%. And it's just like, you kind of feel bad at doing that. So I'm like, God, I spent that many hours on my phone this week? Fuck.
Well, like in particular, I actually had to buy myself a new phone this just 2 days ago because the screen stopped working.
Yeah.
My dog got it wet. We'll just leave it at that. But the thing is that it's why it sucks is because my whole life is actually centered around having that. If I don't have contact with coworkers, being able to go onto Nerdy Bones and add stuff, I have to have a phone.
Yeah,
like
I think we all do. I actually saw a stat, I think it was yesterday, that said 90% of people of or 90, I think it was 91% of adults, and this is from like a my textbook, and I don't know how it could be a little older stat, but it said 91% of adults have, at least in the US, have cell phones.
Yeah.
91%.
Yeah. And like all of my banking stuff and credit card stuff
your life is in your phone now.
It's kind of amazing how that worked out. Like when I was growing up and my dad was like in control of the finances and stuff like that, we had a landline.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know,
you had to balance your checkbook by hand. Exactly. Nowadays, you just go on online banking. It's like, okay, that's how much I got. That's how much I spent and where I spent it.
And what I want to get into is how much I have to admit this, like how much I panicked over not having being able to log into like my financials people from work being able to get hold of me. Because I'm when it comes to like Facebook, Instagram, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I like looking at it, but whatever. But the big thing with me was like, oh fuck, I don't have my automatic at the tip of my fingers looking at my finances. Mm-hmm. And I can do it from the computer.
Yeah. Well, nowadays people just feel, you know, if you go out, and I'm sure me and you can even attest to this now, if you go out and you don't have your phone, you feel naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, well, I don't have a way to waste time, maybe, or I can't. Maybe somebody will try to get a hold of me. And most of the time, it's like no one's trying to get a hold of us. But still, it's like that kind of like, oh, what's going on without this or that?
Right.
And I was like, because I remember around Thanksgiving, like my phone just like, I fucking update my operating system and it killed my SIM card in my phone. So all of Thanksgiving, like only way I was able to use my phone was like, luckily I was able to get on like Facebook Messenger and call my brother up and everything and talk to my grandmother and all that. But because I didn't have that for a day, it was just weird. because I'm so used to it now. Yeah.
Well, we are so accustomed to having that honest to God supercomputer in our pocket all the time.
Oh yeah.
You know, think about that. Like when we were growing up, what we carry around right
people
now.
People got to like the moon with less computing power.
That's what I was getting at.
They're saying, what is it like? Pretty much in a digital wristwatch, there's more computing power or something like that.
Yeah, I heard it's like 1/10 of the computing power of a smartphone is what they use to take a rocket to the moon.
Oh yeah.
And the thing is that computing power took up a whole fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
And like the big thing now.
Well, there's a law about that. Like every like 2 years, like computer power doubles or something like that. Yeah.
Well, the big thing now is we're very unique in the age that we're at right now of the amount of information that's available to us.
Oh, yeah.
Like think about.
I think human knowledge doubles now. Like every like it used to be like every like. You know, like in the Middle Ages, like every like 100 years or 200 years, and then it got to, and it just kept getting lower and lower. Now it's like we double human knowledge, like, you know, every like 2 days
or
something.
Well, like the analogy I want to make is the Library of Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than that in our phone right now.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Well, nowadays it's like you just say Google it.
That's what I was getting at, is like you can Google anything that you want to know about.
Yeah.
But like when we were kids, you would have to go, like, say you wanted to. What we're going to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Say you wanted to know something about the samurai.
Yeah.
You would have to
like go to the library.
Go to the library, grab it and pick it up and like find the actual book.
And now you can just like go to Wikipedia.
Yeah, and look at articles and stuff like that. But you know, back in the day you had to physically do it yourself.
Yeah, you could ask me any question right now and I could bring it up on my phone within a minute.
Exactly.
Which is cool. It definitely makes us a little lazier though.
Yeah.
But it is nice being able to have that information because people can learn a lot faster now.
Well, I like the way you said that because that makes knowledge faster.
Mm.
It might make teaching easier, maybe.
Mm.
You know, because like I guess now in school, like computers and tablets are a norm.
Oh yeah.
You know, I haven't been in school in 20 years.
Yeah, somebody sitting in a classroom with a laptop is just nothing now.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be now.
Yeah.
And like a lot of it's, you know, Kyle from Magpies, he's the one that actually taught me the phrase I'm going to use later.
Mm-hmm.
But his whole thing is his wife is a teacher, and she recently got a grant to buy all of her students' laptops.
Yeah.
And the thing is those kids get to take those laptops home.
Oh.
Those are for them.
How old are they?
I think she teaches fourth grade.
Okay.
You know,
even fourth graders getting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, though, the one problem I've seen with that, with computers in the classroom, though, is, and I've witnessed this being in a class, and this was like even like maybe like 7 years ago, taking a class. And when you have that computer in front of you, a lot of times I'd be sitting in the back, like towards the back of the classroom, I'd see people just on Facebook. Even then, Facebook are going to read news and this. And I felt it was like so incredibly insulting. And I remember actually, I was in a class just this past week or a week ago. And the professor was like, somebody asked, like, hey, can I use my laptop in class to, like, take notes? And then he's like, I've had issues with that in the past where people just aren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed was there was a guy in front of me who had it out for maybe like 10, 15 minutes because he was registering for like an online thing for the class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually distracting to me seeing
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And when I have been in a class where there are computers, because you're constantly looking around at other people's screens.
Interesting.
So it is actually distracting to you. So
interesting. Well, like,
and when it's like, when you're sitting in a classroom, there's no screens out and you're just listening to the teacher, you get, you know, you can absorb everything they're telling you.
That's a good point. That's a good point to where it's like all eyes up here.
Yeah.
All eyes.
And everybody's paying attention to that to that person, to your teacher. And when you have a computer screen in front of you, you're so tempted to just go on there like, oh, well, yeah, he's talking right now.
I can just
go and get on this and this and this. It's like, oh, no, I'm reading an article I'm doing something that's for school. It's like, no, you're not. You're just fucking bullshitting. And it's amazing. It amazed me when I was in that classroom because I was like, I paid attention. And the other kids in there who were, honestly, I was probably maybe around 30 then.
Mm.
Or I could have been even like mid to late 20s. I don't remember exactly. But even then, people who were like 18, 20 years old were still doing that.
Yeah.
And it was just like you just don't have that respect. Luckily, too, one thing you can do, I think the teachers can do now, is like they can turn off all the screens.
We can turn the Wi-Fi off, too.
Well, I think they can just, for the whole like classroom, they can just turn every single screen off. Yeah. So it's like, no, you have to pay attention to me.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
So like
which isn't definitely an obstacle in teaching nowadays.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I kind of wanted to get into, because you were talking about school,
mm-hmm.
like you know, we'll get into this like in Nerdy Bones when we do that tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna find out a way to be studying criminology. And the thing is, I've actually read a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
on my own without being in school.
Oh yeah.
Like being able to like find websites and read mm-hmm. stuff. So is that a detriment? Like I am actually learning stuff.
Yeah.
Because this is, I have,
you have
no
to take,
idea.
You kind of have to take the good with the bad.
Well, I have no idea how I'm going to use this in my future,
mm-hmm.
but like this is something that I want to have the knowledge of. Yeah. And without screens right now, I wouldn't have the knowledge that I do.
Well, I think the thing I just thought of was like, it's really about how you allocate your screen time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing nowadays.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, honestly, probably the pretty large majority of people, I don't know the stat or anything, but I'm sure a large majority of the people who use their phones are a lot of times mainly using it to go on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's at least a third of their time, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You know, not all their time, but they're definitely like a good portion of their time, like a pretty highly divisible, you know, like, you know, a half or a third or a fourth.
Yeah.
That's still a large number. That's, you know, 25-50% of your time.
Yeah, think about that.
35% of your time is spent just looking at that stuff.
Looking at
but
Facebook
then, you know,
posts. And
the
who,
time, then you got, like, people who are on there to legit, like, oh, I need to look something up to learn this, or I need to find someone, or I need to write an email for my job, or maybe you need to text someone back.
One of the coolest things, like, through my online stuff lately is I was looking at... what I was just referring to
mm-hmm.
was I was looking at the sociological diagnosis of psychosis.
Huh.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. You know, like, so I wouldn't have knowledge. I wouldn't have access to that without like, cause psychosis, I'm no scholar mm-hmm. yet, but like psychosis is a very, very, specific thing. Like, so if you like to start fires, that's a psychosis.
Yeah.
If you're a pedophile, that's a psychosis. So like I'm learning this stuff and mm-hmm. that's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of the people that have like my crazy ass, my twisted ass interests
mm-hmm.
have several.
You're probably on a list.
I know I'm on a list, but a lot of the crazy ass people I'm interested in have a myriad of what you would call psychoses.
Mm.
So you know, like they're.
Oh, I didn't even realize there was a difference.
Psychoses.
That's not even something I would ever really think of.
Yeah. So you like to create, let's just say simply because I did the research and the show on Jeffrey Dahmer. He had several psychoses.
Okay.
And he was, I'm telling you right now, he was not a sadist. I got to call out the chick that was telling me that I was slating him as a sadist. No, he was not a sadist.
Yeah.
But
that's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but he had a series of psychoses, which he had dominant control is a psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get into that, but like the I wouldn't have that access to that knowledge without the screen.
So I think what I need to bring up really is, I mean, we're talking about kind of like the current effects of being glued to your screen. But what are the long-term effects, you think?
Laziness, I think. Think about Wall-E.
Mm.
You know, like I think it'd be lazy.
That is such a, I mean, that's an amazing movie for social commentary.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, I used to be a legit fucking long-distance runner. And I'm not anymore because it's so easy to, be lazy and be home. And see what's on Instagram. Yeah. Let's see what's on Facebook.
No, I do the same thing. And actually, that's one thing we talked about last week was with our faults. And I'm trying to get past my laziness right now for school,
too,
to go to school, because it's something I really want to do and get through as fast as possible so I can get into a field I will hopefully enjoy. But I'm just trying to get past that laziness. And that's actually something that the screens, really good example for me is like YouTube and Netflix.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning, I put on YouTube first thing.
Me too.
I catch up on my news and maybe some other videos I'm watching, just something entertaining. But I actually find myself just going scrolling through things to try to find something to watch. And I get to that point.
That's not good.
But I do notice myself doing that, and I get to that point where like, what am I doing?
Let's stop.
Why am I, when I stop and work on something productive that I need to work on, I caught myself doing it.
As soon as you start fucking quote-unquote channel surfing.
I've caught myself doing it actually a couple days this week, and I'm like, I was like, no, just turn this shit off. Like, there's nothing, you're not in the mood to watch this or this or this. Why are you going to watch it? Just fucking turn that shit off and work on something. You know, do some work,
mm-hmm.
you know, towards something that's practical.
Yeah, you're 100% right. excuse me. Because there's a lot of times to where, like, I'll get home from work and I'll sit down and I'll fucking just fuck around with the Roku controller.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find something.
Yeah.
Let's go to Amazon. Let's go to Hulu. Let's go to Netflix. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, how about I go take my dog for a walk?
Yeah. Why don't you work on some research?
Why don't I do some research?
Yeah.
But, you know, just shit.
It's that
like
screen.
That.
It's the, you know, it's the Black Mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
we're addicted to the convenience of entertainment
and I don't think it's gonna in the future. I mean, I don't see it
getting better.
It seems like it's only getting worse over
especially,
time,
especially with VR.
And people notice it though nowadays. People really notice the fact that we are just kind of killing ourselves with media,
mm-hmm. yeah,
whatever media that may be. You know, I want to say, you know, of course, you used to talk about doing research and, mm-hmm. and looking up news and stories and trying to figure, you know, learn. And that's one aspect that is, of course, is a really good thing we have now.
Mm.
You know, and if we were able to devote more time to just that, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you need a little bit of social interaction. So I want to say this again. I'm not trying to bash social media. I use it all the time. I'm on it all the time.
Well, we're on social media right now.
We use social media, but, you know, that's just kind of the way it is.
I'm tangled. Technical difficulties.
But yeah, I only see it getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually something I think most people do fight with is that balance of real life and screen time.
Right.
Because when it's you actually want to get, but one thing you want to get back to too with people being glued to their phones is they're just trying to escape their lives.
It's escapism.
Because honestly, like when it comes to, you know, at least here in the U.S., it's just like, we need more of it, more escapism than ever, because mm-hmm. we're just not fulfilled in what we're doing in our real lives.
Right. Yeah.
So that's actually I want to say that's a very good point to make when it comes to people kind of overindulging and being addicted to being on their phones, on the TV, on video games.
Well, I got to go back to like my phone not working. I had this like weird panic. I had this like weird ass panic of like not having my phone.
We don't know what to do without them now.
And I'm as guilty of it as anybody. Like my phone wasn't working and I was like, fuck, I can't do this, I can't do that.
Mm.
And you know, and when I was a teenager, I didn't have a fucking cell phone.
Yeah.
There was no Facebook.
Yeah.
There was the internet, but I didn't even have a computer.
Yeah.
And like so like growing up, like I knew, like, when I was a teenager, maybe, like, 3 out of 10 people I knew had a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even saying that those 3 people even had the internet.
Yeah. I mean, I was lucky with my dad. We had a computer, really, honestly, from the time I was young. Like, you know, 10 years old. Like, we had a computer in the house. We always had a computer. And we had the internet pretty early on, too. But a lot of times, like, we wouldn't use it that often, honestly. Like, and when we'd use it, it was just like, it was more to like kind of get information about, I got to the school project and you'll look something up.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't really use it for, like, you know, there was no real social media. The only thing you really had was, like, chat rooms.
AOL chat rooms.
Yeah, and I mean, I used to use that shit.
I did. I remember getting the discs in the mail and, like, hanging out with my buddy.
Of course, to find porn.
Porn. I remember back in the day when you got, like, a porn picture. It was a picture, not a video. And it took like 20 minutes. Just line by line. Mm-hmm. And by the time you're done, like, oh, I'm so fucking hard.
Well, you bring up a good point, which is in a way, because we're using our screens so much, maybe like our imaginations are kind of starting to disappear
a little bit. I would have to agree with that. I would absolutely have to agree with that. Like, the individual creativity of somebody.
Yeah.
Is really taken away because they can just like click and look at something. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm an artist myself, you know that. Like, yeah. I draw all the time. But like, the thing is anymore, I'm very guilty of like looking at the way somebody drew something and kind of like looking at it and studying it with my mind and be like, oh, I like what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of copy that.
Yeah.
And in the past, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, it was like everything I drew was 100% out of my brain.
Yeah. Well, nowadays too, like people are using, more technology to like create art.
I hate that than ever before. I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's just kind of the way we are. Yeah. We just kind of don't want to adopt that technology. We're like, we're set in our ways.
Well, and there's
you actually look at reading, for instance. Part I want to bring up is like people use ebooks now, and those become very predominant.
I'm a huge consumer of
and you can't actually fault and say that's a bad thing. I mean,
yeah.
I think the point we're getting at really with people being on their screens so long is just you got to take it's good in one aspect, it's bad in another aspect. It's a double-edged sword. Yeah, or you know, a coin,
two-sided coin.
I thought, but yeah, I think I don't really want to think about like what are the effects like in, you know, 50 years when pretty much everybody's used to being attached to this.
Well, in 50 years.
What, 100 years,
In 50 years, we're probably going to be in the Matrix. There's going to be nothing but screens at that point.
Well, you could even look at like Ready Player One, for instance.
Exactly.
You know, people actually like they decided to be more in a fantasy world, which is kind of in a way what it's going to. People want to they want to escape their lives.
Well, we're already almost like that.
Yeah.
We're already almost like that.
But we've always I think humanity's always just kind of done that. Even just look at books, for instance.
Oh, good point.
You know.
Good point.
Not to say it's, you know, reading a book is a bad thing.
It's the early version of a screen.
But it was a way to escape from your life.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I really like that you phrased that way, because like books literally were the original version of the internet.
Yeah,
the early version of like diving into something.
But all of us need that kind of away time.
Yes,
it's just when you start to make
I would call it
super predominant in your life. That's when you have an issue. Now you actually see places that do like rehab for people with technology addictions.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
And gaming addictions and everything. And that's starting to become more of a thing where people are so addicted to like social media and everything. Oh,
I literally had to rub my eyes.
Yeah, there's legit rehab for it. And it's only becoming more predominant.
That's craziness.
You know, eventually, yeah, you'll see a lot. You know, in every city, eventually there'll probably be like a rehab for technology.
Social media rehab,
or gaming rehab, it's gonna happen. It's I'm sure it's only getting worse.
Well, you know, you and I by no means.
I almost long for the days of like a solar flare hitting the world and technology being wiped out by an EMP.
That's why
it'd be kind of shitty though at that point.
Well, that's why I'm such a big. Like Mad Max, like prepper nerd.
Yeah.
Because I long for those days to where I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah. I don't have to worry about anything other than waking up, feeding myself, having water, and getting through the day.
Yeah.
There's no computers.
Well, it's funny.
There's
people,
no getting
people
paychecks.
People always long for an older time, though.
We all do. Yeah, we all do. Absolutely.
You know, I'm sure I bet there'll be places out there, if there aren't already, where it's like, okay, you can't use any technology.
Right.
Wherever you go, or like, okay, you have to give away your phone for the next week if you're going to be here.
How much would you?
That's why people go out into nature now so much, you know, much more than ever. Really, is to get away from everything and actually really like live.
Yeah. Well, I am myself in particular grew up with a family of hunters and outdoorsmen, and like their whole thing is they actually get paid by the government to keep numbers down.
Yeah.
And I have an awesome story. later. I have an awesome story.
Okay.
Yeah. But going on that note, I have an awesome story later.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in a family that we're all outdoorsmen. We would camp for a month at a time, shit like that. And then you think about it today, if I go camping,
somebody's going to have a phone on them.
Everybody's going to have a phone on them.
They want to take a picture. They want to document
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. You know, you go back, you know, even 100 years or more with people with the advent of photography, people still wanted to document their experiences.
Well, what I was going to get at was the in the back of your mind of how much battery does my phone have?
Yeah, right? That's true.
You know, like that's what I was going to get at. It's like, anymore when I go camping, better turn my phone off. So
well, it's like you're at if you go to the airport and they have like the charging stations and you see like 20 people centered around a charging station.
Exactly.
It's nuts.
Exactly.
Because people just can't be away and without their technology.
When I'm bummed.
I mean, I will say, I've met a lot of people at the airport who are trying to charge their phone or work on their laptop are probably actually working. They're not going on. They're not like doing it to just like get on to social media or
Hopefully
I'm sure
not.
Some of them are. But
hopefully not. But you know, like I was getting at was like, anytime I've been camping in like the last like 10 years, I'm like, oh, I got to turn my phone off.
Yeah.
And I'm happy turning my phone off. But the double-edged sword is I turn my phone off so the battery doesn't die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's funny how we use our phones as escapism, but then we need escapism to escape our phones. to escape these screens. Yeah. It is. Yeah, that's an interesting point, isn't it?
Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is.
So, yeah, well, just to get back to the long-term effects, I mean, yeah, say 100 years. Like,
I think it makes us fat, lazy, unskilled. You know, think about, like...
I don't know if I go unskilled just because I feel people are learning more than ever before. Because they're able...
Can I elaborate?
Okay,
so what I mean by unskilled is, like, because... I'm like super super one track mind about tonight. Like if you're behind your phone all the time, you're not training.
Yeah.
You're not exercising. You're not sharpening a skill other than clicking a keyboard.
Well, I thought it was they're socially unskilled.
Well, that too. But what I'm getting on the
real life unskilled.
I'm getting on the martial side of it.
Okay.
Like let me try to phrase this perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a person that sits behind a computer all day,
yeah,
and then a CrossFit guy, and the two of them have to go into a competition for lifting weights.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, like that's very broad about the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
But like in life, if all you do is sit behind a screen, you're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to let's say all the power goes out and you have to start farming. Unless all you were doing on the computer is researching farming, you're going to be
forced to go find a book on it.
Exactly.
If you can find it.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Or find somebody that's been doing that shit already.
But that's just normal, like, I want to say, like, you look back at, like, you know, maybe just, like, 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't, like, even without all that technology, like, you would have those people who are farmers and people who are running things.
Exactly.
And so
accountants and shit.
Yeah,
like
so,
that.
I mean, just because the technology would go out doesn't mean, like...
Well, that was just kind of a very vague point that I was trying to make. And like, unless you take time to experience life, when you actually have to do it, you're going to have a hard time.
And we kind of make another inspirational episode.
We did it again.
We didn't mean to.
We did it again. So like, what I'm getting at is like, okay, if you spend all your time behind a screen with that ambient light in your eyeballs,
that's another problem actually is the blue light.
Blue light.
And now they actually have things like on your phone.
They have glasses you can
or
buy.
Or their TVs where you can actually turn that or you can set it to turn off a certain time because it's actually interrupting people's sleep patterns now and people aren't sleeping as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because people will wake up and look at their phone and it fucks with their circadian rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's like we're very, human beings are very set on the circadian rhythm of.
Yeah.
Like, because we're not nocturnal at all.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, sun goes down, we bed down, we go into our sleep.
It's kind of written in our DNA.
Yeah, we go into our sleep cycle, and then we wake up when the sun comes up. You know, and the screen fucks with that.
Oh, definitely.
It fucks with me in particular. I know I have personally experienced it.
Yeah. And like, now the first thing we do too, actually, I think most people would say the first thing they do when they wake up is they check their phone.
Yep.
Like, oh, did I get a message or did I get an email? And, you know.
Like, my biggest issue is I usually fall asleep about 10 to 10:30, and then I wake up at like 3 in the morning, and I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
And the big thing is like I'll wake up, walk around the house for a minute, pick up my phone.
Yeah.
And pick it.
Well,
and
I got up at like 6:30 this morning out of nowhere, and I was just like, fuck, like again. And of course, when the way I used to get back to sleep is I'll put on like YouTube, because I honestly need to fall asleep with the TV on.
I can't sleep without. And I can't sleep without a podcast or something.
It took me till like 10 o'clock. Like, so like, you know, like, what, like 3 hours later, 4 hours later, it was until I was able to fall back asleep. And then I only fell asleep for like a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little power nap in, but it's just.
Do you know anything about
it's distracting, and I actually know when I'm putting on a certain video that I'm like, oh, I know I'm going to concentrate on this and I'm not going to be able to fall asleep unless I really force myself to.
Do you know anything about tinnitus?
Yeah.
Like, I myself suffer from it hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be my addiction to not necessarily the screen,
yeah,
but I podcast. I cannot sleep without some kind of sound.
Yeah, I think that's actually most people nowadays. Yeah, because or even like the white, like, you know, white noise generators.
It sounds like this.
Yeah. yeah, like white noise generators or like, you know, it used to be like whale sounds and people need something. I just saw a video from Vice a couple days ago about a guy who does a podcast. I forgot the name of it, but he does like, it's like a really boring podcast, but he actually, he's got like 3 million followers or something.
Wow.
Like that. But it's honestly like a boring podcast, and he actually means it for people to like fall asleep to.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like one of the big things I do without podcasts aside, and it's really great because like I have so much about this tonight. I listen to a lot of Zen Buddhism chanting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, and that's some, dude, like if that can't calm you and put you to sleep, you kind of need some medication.
True.
like that, they call it throat singing. Throat singing is actually more Mongolian.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. Sorry. I babbled there.
Is there anything else you want to say about long-term effects?
No.
You know, but yeah, I think the laziness part is definitely the biggest.
Put your phone down. Yeah. Suckers.
Oh yeah, I do think that's probably the biggest thing, though.
Yeah, put your phone down.
Trying to, and it kind of sucks nowadays because I think everybody's susceptible to the fact that we're just.
Well, I'm myself 100%
on it so much, and so it's honestly making us a little lazier by just wanting to be distracted.
I don't want
to. But like I said, that goes into a whole social issue of people being unsatisfied with their lives, and that's even a whole other topic. You know that
trying to dilute what's going on with yourself.
You can name like 1,000 different things that's why, and I'm not going to get to that because that gets political, and I try not to be political at all. So this has been question 11 of Philosophical Bones. What do you think the long-term effects of so many people being glued to their screens will be?
Car wrecks.
And I think we kind of got to it. This is a pretty long discussion that you can go a lot of different directions in.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe even think about it yourself. You know, like I always say, I'm not going to say it yet, but I will because that's a little tagline in the end. But, you know, just think about yourself and maybe just try doing something a little different if you feel you're a little unsatisfied with things. You know, pick up a book, you know, instead of getting on your phone.
I've been reading
on social media.
Lately.
Yeah. Pick up a book.
Books are good for your brain.
Pick up a book, draw, write, you know, go to school.
Take your dog for a walk.
Take your dog. Yeah, actually, that's a good thing. Take your dog for a walk. Play with your kids. You got kids, you know, hang out with your wife, husband, whatever. but yeah, just. I guess just try to get away from your screens, and I think.
I wish I could say that I had any real place to, judge, because I'm just as bad as any American.
Oh yeah, I am too. I mean, I try to keep. I really don't use my phone as much as I think a lot of people do, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Because I just don't need to.
Yeah.
But yeah. But like I said, we can keep going on this for a long time. We're gonna go ahead and stop. And I want to say I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'm always looking I'm always looking for guests. If you want to come on, hit us up at nerdybonescast@gmail.com.
There you go.
Instagram,
fucking checking my phone while you're talking.
Facebook. You want to pose a question or you want to be a guest? I'm always looking for guests. So this has been Philosophical Bones, and I hope you enjoyed. And in closing, I just want to say, keep thinking.